Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shiurim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom. We're now in Masachet Bava Batra, Daf Nun Vav Amud Aleph at the Mishnah, which is the fourth Mishnah of the third Perek. And this very short piece, certainly compared to everything we've been dealing with till now, deals with one topic, and that is the Edut, the testimony about Chazakah. Hayushnai Me'idin Oto She'achalah Shalosh Shanim. If he had two witnesses that supported his contention that he'd been there for 3 years, V'nimtzu'u Zomimim. And it turns out that they were Edim Zomim. Other people came and testified that they had been out of the country with them at the time and were not able to testify. Mishalmi lo etakol. They have to pay the entire value of the field to the claimant, along with the claimant, of course, getting his field back. Now, shnayim bereshonah, shnayim bashniyah, shnayim bashlishit. Let's say you have two witnesses to each one of the 3 years. Mishalshin b'neihem. And then it turns out they're Edim Zomim. They divide the payment among them. In other words, each group pays a third of the value of the field. And they prorated as such. Shlosha achim achad mistarif mahem is an interesting take. What if you have three brothers to testify? Meaning one brother saw this fellow eat the first year, and another the second year, and the third year. And there's an outside guy who saw all 3 years. So, in other words, you have three groups of Edim made up of A, B, C, and X. A and X, B and X, C and X. Harelu shlosha eduyot. So that's three separate testimonies, which means you have to mazin them independently. They are three separate testimonies, and that's why it is a valid edut, and we don't consider them to be brothers testifying together. But as far as hazama goes, they are one group, which means you have to mazim all of them, and then they divide up the payment in thirds. Now, manitin lo k'Rabbi Akiva. So we say that our Mishnah, which is the allowance of testimony three different groups, as it were, to put together the 3 years, that it does not follow Rabbi Akiva. The Tanur, Amar Rabbi Yosi, Shalach Abba Chalafta. Abba Chalafta is Rabbi Yosi's father. Eitz Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri l'mod Torah. V'amar Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri eitz al Abba Chalafta l'mod Torah. So one of them went to the other to study. What if each one of the 3 years of Chazakah was eaten in the presence of different witnesses? So the other one, whichever one was the teacher, said, I say it's good. He said it's Chazakah. So he said back, I agree with you. Elisha Rabbi Kiva cholek b'davarz. Rabbi Kiva disagrees because Rabbi Kiva says that's not testimony. Shayyar Rabbi Kiva omer al pishna medim yakum davar. You need something to be substantiated based on two witnesses. V'lo chatzi davar. In other words, witnesses cannot testify to half a thing, and by witnesses testifying to 1 year, that's only a third of the thing. Now, v'rabbanan haydavar v'lo chatzi davar me'avdilei. So evidently, everyone understood that this drasha of Shnaim Edim Yakum Davar V'lo Chatzi Davar is a universally accepted drasha. The only question is, the Rabbanan apply it in a less severe way so that it does not get in the way of the witnesses testifying each group for a different year, putting together to make a 3 year chazaka. So, if you think the Rabbanan are excluding from proper testimony a case where one witness testifies that he saw one siman on a girl. Remember, a girl has to have two simanim, two hairs, to be considered an adult. He saw one on her back, and the other one said he saw one on her pubis. Then, hai chatzi davar v'chatzi eduti. That's not chatzi davar, that's chatzi edut. Because remember, you have one guy testifying to one thing. So that's not like you have proper testimony to half a component and proper testimony to half a component coming together, which is what we have. So that can be a word or a button or excluding, because that's clearly no good. What we're talking about is when two people testify that they saw one hair in one place and two testify they saw the hair in another place. That would be combining those two pieces, and that the Rabbanan would exclude. But they would not exclude a case where two men testified that he had eaten this year, which itself is an inherently valid statement and a meaningful statement, and then you add that to two more years coming from two other sets of witnesses, and it's fine. Now, Amar Rav Yehuda, Achad Omer Achalah Chitim, Achad Omer Achalah Seorim. Let's say that one witness says that for 3 years this guy's been eating wheat off the field. The other guy said barley. Harezu Chazakah, it's still a Chazakah. So Matgur and Gamliel. Elamiata or Nachman, sorry. Elamiata, Chanomer Achla Vishonash the Sheet Vachamishit, Chanomer Achlashni Aravit Vishishit. So if Nachman says, if that's the case, then how come you can't have one witness testifying that he ate it in the first, third, and fifth year, and the other witness testifying he ate it in the second, fourth, and sixth year, and put them together? And of course, we all understand that's going to be no good. So what he's arguing is that if you have one witness testifying to wheat, so you don't have two witnesses to wheat or to barley. Amar the Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda's answer of Nachman was, Hare yachi hashtahatam bishata de kamasid mar lo kamasid mar. In the case with the 1, 3, and 5 years, and 2, 4, and 6 years, the time about which the one is testifying, the other guy's not testifying, and vice versa. So you don't have any sort of edut. However, here they're both testifying about the same time, the same year. Three years, really. People don't pay attention to the difference between wheat and barley if they're not directly involved. So one guy said, yeah, he's been eating wheat for 3 years. The other said he's been eating barley for 3 years. They're both testifying about this guy eating this field for 3 years. You got edut. Fact is, one of them was being a little bit sloppy with what he saw. That's acceptable within edut. Okay, shloshachin v'chad mitztarefim ahen. So he said, if you have three brothers, and each brother, and there's a constant outsider who joins each brother for a different year, it's valid. So here, instead of an analysis, we have a story. Hahushtara. There was a shtar. It was a shtar halvah. There were two witnesses. We'll call them A and B. Were signed on. And now there was need for kiyum. And shachiv chad minayu. B died. So A is alive. He could testify via his own signature. But B is not. So ata achua dahai dekoi. So the brother of A came, v'chad achrini, and some outside guy, we'll call him X, came. La'asudi achatimat yadei di'idach. They testified about B. In other words, A, for some reason, could not recognize B's signature, it wasn't available. But A's brother came along. And then an X, an outsider, came along, and they testified about it. Sahava Ravina lemeimer. Ravina thought that this would be a case like, this is exactly like our Mishnah, because you have basically three brothers, in this case two brothers, and each brother joining an outsider. But that's not really the case, because in our case, where they have the three brothers, you have brother A with X, and then brother B with X, and brother C with X, and basically X is serving half of the function here, and the brother is serving the other half of the function. So Amar Ravashi, Ravashi disagreed with Ravina and said, Midami, hatam lo nafik nechi riva de mamon apuma da'achi. In our case of the Mishnah, you don't have 3/4 of the money, literally minus 1/4 of the money or of the field going out based on the brother's statement. You know, you have half of it. Half of it's going on X and half of it's going on A, B, and C. 1/6 A, 1/6 B, 1/6 C, and the other half on X. But here, more than half the money, 3/4 of the money, is going out based on the brothers. Because half the money is going out based on A, who signed and testified to his own signature. And of the other half, one half of that, meaning 1/4, is going out based on A's brother testifying about B. And therefore, A and A's brother are effectively generating 3/4 of the payment. And then X is generating the other quarter. And therefore, we don't have an even play here where the brother is half and the other's half. You have more than half being put out by the brothers, and therefore the brothers really seem to be serving together as edim, and that, of course, is an invalid kind of edut. Okay, and we'll pause at this point and pick it up. Mishnah Hey, Ilud Vrayim Sheesh Lan Chazaka, which items are subject to Chazaka, which are not, and we'll take a look at that in the next Mishnah. In the meantime, everyone should have a wonderful day.